Did you know that Kinda Dating now has merch? Yep, we collaborated with TeePublic.com to create t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, stickers, iPhone cases, and so much more. Picking up one of our items is a great way to support the show and grab some swag for yourself. So swing over to TeePublic.com or follow the link in the description of this episode to grab yours today.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Kinda Dating, the comedy dating podcast, where I, your host, Natasha Chandel, and some cool guests break down the dating world and try to figure out, why the fuck do we all have commitment issues? Today's topic is Lakis 101. Is it still relevant? Let's find out. Hello, friends. I'm Natasha Chandel. You're listening to Kinda Dating. What's up, Aisha?
What's up?
Hey.
Hi, girl.
You look so cute as always. I really like your hair.
Thank you. I did it myself.
You did?
I did, yes. Whole thing.
Fuck off.
The whole thing.
You did it yourself? How long did that take?
It actually only took about 5 hours, which is pretty good for me.
Oh my God, 5 hours?
Yeah.
So that's not a braid. It's a roll. It's a like, what is it called?
Yeah, twist. So these are, in particular, they're called passion twists.
Passion twist.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I have a trip coming up, so I wanted to have a, you know, little flowy hairstyle.
I love it. You have like the best hairstyles. I always wish I could be more adventurous. I tell you, the other day I was thinking, because like as an actor, I was just like,
right,
do I need a fucking makeover? Do I just do I just want to like be more edgy? Mm. And my boyfriend was like, well, what if you shaved your part of your head and like did the like three buzz thing? And I was like, can I pull that off? I don't know. I'm like so nervous. Then I just realized
that would be so cool.
It feels like it could look nice, but then I'm like, I don't know if my head would.
You have such a cute head. It would be very edgy for you though.
So I just said, like, could I just do some pictures with a fake nose ring? And like that's,
I love it.
That's
yes,
my
that
envy.
That also looks very cute, so I'm into it.
You like the nose ring? Because I really like the nose ring.
It's cute. I've been also doing, because I keep piercing it and it comes out and then put fake ones in. So annoying. But yeah, big fan.
I'm going to get a black one and then a silver one and a gold one, just plain. The one I have right now has a little, guys, we're digressing. I know, but you know what? Sometimes it's fun to do that because I don't always get to see Aisha. And this way you watch us on video and then you get to see what we're talking about. But Aisha, we're also on social media. So you want to tell everybody where to follow us and where can they follow you?
Yes, absolutely. So you guys can follow Kinda Dating across the board everywhere. And same as me, you can follow me at Aisha Says Dance everywhere across the board.
And I'm at Natasha Chandel on Instagram, Natasha.Chandel on TikTok, Natasha_Chandel on Twitter. Also, I don't know if I already said this, but guys, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Why the fuck haven't you? Please look at your phone right now and just check that you have subscribed. Tell your friends also. It really, really helps us. That's how we like to grow organically. Thank you so much. And leave us a 5-star rating or review. Okay. Today's episode, I already feel like will annoy me. I'm going to really try to not bash anyone too much, is my goal. But so in our last episode, we talked about, this young woman who had DM'd us asking about, she was dating somebody or she went on a few dates with somebody and, a few days into those dates, this person just suddenly said that they weren't interested, even though she felt they had acted like they were interested. They were holding hands and being intimate. And so I posted about this on my Instagram and with the response, and a couple of guys came out and flagged something to me, which was like, oh, well, he might have ended it with her because she didn't get intimate with him by the third date. It's an unspoken rule of the guy. And another guy came out and said, yeah, he's right. It's Lakis 101. And so then I was like, Lakis 101. And originally I wanted to DM this commenter and say, well, I have never experienced that. I've never experienced a guy who like didn't want to date me anymore because I didn't get intimate, because I have openly said on the podcast, like, I don't even kiss on a first date, right, let alone like do other shit. I've never had it where like they weren't interested because of that. So I wanted to kind of be like, is this a generational thing? Cause this sounds super old school.
Yeah.
But then I decided to look into Lakis 101. And Aish, I think it's like our generation's pickup artist.
Mm. Right? So this is a recent thing?
The MTV show. So there's this guy, his name is Tom Lakis. And he is, I guess, was or is a radio personality. And he created this thing called Lakis 101, designed to teach male listeners how to achieve the most sex within the least amount of time, effort, and money. So it was like he was basically teaching and creating fuckboys.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. And they exist. Nobody's going to act like they don't exist. But on a day-to-day, like most of the people we meet, I don't think guys are like this in my experience. And I feel like I've dated a lot. So I wanted to ask you, Aish, as also somebody who has dated, and and just like what we've heard, and as women, how we feel about some of these things, right? So I think this is the first one. So they basically said, he calls something called like the three dates rule. So girls know within the first 5 minutes how far they will go with you and will probably do so at the earliest possible time. If you've been crossed off the I'll sleep with him list, it's very, very difficult and time consuming to get back on it. Your time is better spent chasing new prospects. So if you're on the list, you can still screw it up by being a jackass. But if nothing has happened in three dates, it's time to move on. The chances of you sleeping with her by now is very low. The only time you should see her again is if there is guaranteed sex.
Oh my God.
Continuing to pursue her will cost you more money and waste more of your time. Do you think, there's so many problematic things with these kinds of doctrines, let's say. One, terrible advice, just terrible advice. But as a woman, do you think we know within the first 5 minutes?
No. Not at all. I mean, like we talked about before, people change their minds, connections deepen, or connections, what's the opposite of deepen?
Like they fizzle,
fizzle. So maybe you can be like, oh, this, I'm obviously attracted to this person, but that doesn't necessarily translate to I'm going to fucking fuck this person later. Like, unless that is what you're set out to do, you know, if you are in that mindset, I am just trying to fuck, then no, not at all.
Yeah, I think when you go on a date with somebody and you assume like you have some attraction, that's why you're on this date.
On a date.
As in like from a picture even, like, hey, yeah, they look attractive to me. But you can go on that date, and if you're somebody like me, I'm a little bit more physically guarded in the beginning just because I've had weird experiences. So because of that, like, I don't usually kiss on a first date because I don't even know how I feel. So my usually first date is like, I'm just gauging the person. Like, how comfortable do I even feel with them? And I mean, I was living with my ex and I didn't have sex with him for like 2.5 months. And that wasn't it was just like, you know, circumstances and whatever. But I've usually waited like a month before having sex with somebody. And I wouldn't have known that in the first 5 minutes ever.
Right.
I mean, yeah, there are some people you're like massively attracted to.
Of course.
But the way, look, I'm putting it in perspective, right? This clearly is a advice for somebody geared towards sex. So like,
yeah,
fully casual type of relationship. The part I don't like, so I don't think that this actually applies to a lot of guys probably even listening, because I don't think anybody listening to this podcast is just trying to fuck. I think that they are trying to also date.
Right.
The part I don't like about it right off the top is like, casual sex is very common now, right?
Sure, yeah,
but it's very, it's still respectful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, I'm going into this to fuck you and peace out. Right. It's like, hey, I'm only into something casual. Are you cool with that?
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, that part kind of bugs me. Okay, let's go through a few more. There are a few more. I'm like, ugh.
Being very nice.
Yeah. Because I got yelled at by a listener being like, I'm too harsh on guys. And I was like, I'm not saying every guy is like that, but.
This is ridiculous. It's just creating this like growth culture of like non-feelingness and very transactional. It, you know, can be even dangerous because it's creating these expectations on, I'll just say, people. You know, to that, if this isn't happening within 3 days, then what? Like, ugh, no, sorry.
And it's just not true. I think let's go back to what we said in the last episode, which is, let's not make it about the guy, right? Maybe that guy is about that. Maybe the person you went on a date with is like expecting it within 3 dates. Is that what you want?
Mm-hmm.
If you're okay with that, great, go for it, do whatever. If you are not and you don't want to be with somebody who is like that, you want to go and tell your kids that, oh, daddy only dated me because I put out within the first 3 dates.
Right.
Like, is that the message you want to teach your kids? Mm-hmm. If not, then that's what you should look at.
Right.
Here's another fun one, Aish. Oh my God, I can't. I'm like reading this and I'm like, which one do I start with? Pick out the women with the lowest self-esteem.
Oh my God.
The better. Beautiful women normally have a very low self-esteem.
Wow. You know what this reminds me of? We had one of these kind of episodes a couple years ago where this guy, I think he self-describes himself as like a 5 or something. And then he was like mad because these 10s wouldn't talk to him or whatever the fuck. It sounds like he was reading this shit and expecting these, you know, objectively gorgeous people to follow over him because of some bullshit insecurity shit that this person is talking about.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Well, it's creating, you know,
oh my God,
it's creating that environment that is so unhealthy for connecting with people. And look, casual sex is okay. Mm-hmm. It's all good. We've all had it.
Yeah.
But when you do it in a manipulative way like this, like, oh, pick out someone with the lowest self-esteem.
So gross.
That shows your low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
That shows you don't think you're even good enough to be able to get, to be honest with somebody and say, hey, I'm not into a relationship right now. This is what I want. So I'm just going to go for the lowest hanging fruit because I'm not good enough for somebody to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is like, it hurts me a little bit because I go like, this is how pain is constantly transferred.
Cycle, yeah.
It's a cycle of fucking suffering, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody read this fucking shit. Then they go and find somebody they believe has low self-esteem. Fuck them. Screw with their head. Then that person goes around with pain going, all guys suck.
Right.
And then never find somebody and is constantly looped in this fucking pattern of people who will keep feeding that narrative. When, what the fuck?
This show should be banned. This is a banned book.
Really should be. Get in touch with your inner asshole. Women are drawn to assholes. If you're a nice guy, you never get laid. She'll categorize you as her friend. We've had the episode about nice guys. What do you think? Do you think women are innately into assholes?
I think that stereotype has become a thing, partly because of, again, what we talked about in the last episode, because there is a sort of dopamine high and low when you're dealing with toxic people. And when you're stuck in a cycle and you haven't sort of done the work to be out of that cycle, it could definitely appear as that. But at the end of the day, that's not like what we really want. Nobody wants to be hurt all the fucking time, you know? We keep dealing with these assholes because we think we're going to change them to be that person. That's the whole thing, is because we're trying to change them into this quote unquote good guy or whatever. Fuck. So, no.
You said something that was so important, which is, yes, there are people, we have all been those people, who have been attracted and addicted to toxic people.
Mm-hmm. Addicted.
Because we haven't done the work ourselves to get out of it. So yes, are there some women, I don't think anybody actively and openly thinks that they like an asshole. I don't think they want an asshole, but they're attracted to toxic behavior because they haven't done the work. So if you want to be with somebody who has probably not done the work, then yeah, that would totally fit this bill.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe anybody who has done the work wants to be with an asshole. Like, there is no part. Aisha, do you want to be with an asshole?
No.
Do you want to be in pain all the time?
Absolutely not.
Do you want to question your fucking existence around somebody day in and day out?
No, that shit gives you ulcers.
Yes. Yes, it does.
It's horrible.
Fucking panic attacks and ulcers. Yes, yeah.
Exactly.
I do not either. I will say this a trillion fucking times over. Nice guys finish first. Mm-hmm. In the end.
And exactly.
100%. I really believe it. Because the ones getting married and the ones staying married are people who are nice.
Right. Truly. And not the ones who are like labeling themselves as nice guys, like who are just generally good people and don't need to prove it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm trying to figure out like which one do I tell you without getting us all super angry. This one is okay. This one's an interesting one. Okay. Never spend more than $40 on a date. And if she pays, that's even better.
$40? What is this?
That's what I was saying. I was like, this is definitely aged because I don't know what you could get for $40 now, like maybe tea and a croissant. Like, I don't know, for two people.
I mean, like, spend what you can spend. Don't try to fucking, I don't know, be somebody that you're not. Obviously, stay within your budget. But I also don't think you put a price on it. Like, everything, again, is just feeling very transactional. And if that's what you want, there are places where you can have that. But if you're trying to have genuine, real connections with people, then you need to take this stuff out. It's not going to work. It's not going to do it for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And look, I get the dating can be a very expensive process, you know, especially for guys. So I do think like, it's okay to have a budget around it. Yeah. And I don't think you need to take every single person to Nobu on your first date, you know, or set like you have to spend $100 on them.
Right.
Some people you might feel like, hey, I'm just going to test it out over coffee because that's the only time I'm free. Some people could be drinks. Some people, it could be a full dinner. Mm-hmm. But it's what you said, right? Like not having this, every person is just going to be $40 at the same spot.
Right.
Gonna, you know, it's very transactional kind of thing because it's not valuing somebody else as a human either. And my one thing to guys when they say, well, like dates can be expensive,
Right.
You should become pickier.
Yeah.
You should start, don't get everybody then. Don't put it on the woman. You should start becoming and using discerning more judgment. You know, mm-hmm. use your critical thinking. Go, does this person seem like I can spend that money on them, if, especially if you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, and then the whole thing of like, if she pays, it's better. You know, I posted a reels about this recently of like a who should pay. We've had many of the conversations on the show about the reach. Right. What do you think?
I mean, I always think that the asker should pay.
Yeah.
At the, you know, point blank, no matter who the asker is. And I, you know, I understand, especially, you know, times are tough. I understand the idea of splitting. I think I had a different opinion on that back in the day, but totally get it, here for it. If that is something that that person wants to do and you're comfortable with, then go for it.
Yeah. I also think, on the first date, whoever did the asking out should pay.
Yeah.
And I think once it's established, I think it's good to go like
back and forth,
either halfers or I get this one, you get the next one. I get this one, you get the next one, you know, yeah. it mm-hmm. without keeping tabs on it, but it just yeah. kind of happens naturally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause it is tough, right? It is a very different time that we live in now than we've ever lived in before. So,
right.
I'm just looking at this. It just makes me sad. I mean, some of this stuff makes me sad. I'm going to read two back to back because they're
okay.
same fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Never hold her purse and always become unavailable during the holidays. Never pick up the phone close to holiday seasons, especially Valentine's Day or Thanksgiving.
This sounds like the blueprint from like every early 2000s rom-com.
I feel like it's very 90s to me. I'm like, it's I don't even so feel like 90s. This is a 2000s thing. Like this feels like super old. And mind you, this person is like in their 60s now.
Right.
And I'm sure had a very successful career. I just,
at the time,
it makes me vomit in my mouth.
That's sad.
That somebody would feel good about themselves spreading shit like this.
Right. And you know, what it's doing, I feel like it's having the opposite effect on people who are or were following this, and it's reducing their value. It's like, no, you are only as good as the $40 and the dick that you have, and that's it. Like, there's no point of you trying to make any kind of connection. Just go out there in the world and fuck as many people as you can and spend $80 doing it. Like, that's just, like you said, it's sad. This whole thing is very sad.
It's sad because it also, you really lose an opportunity of maybe yeah. connecting with somebody. Because I really, yeah. you and I have said this so many times on the show, right? We don't believe anybody who's going out there is not trying to find someone
mm-hmm.
to change them.
Mm-hmm.
I think every even fuck boy out there is hoping that that girl is or person is going to be the one that makes them settle right. down deep down inside, mm-hmm. you know? But yeah, look, there are times where all you want is casual sex. Somebody, mm-hmm. that was another message, you know, we put on our Instagram asking people, what topic would you want us to talk about? And somebody said, before the pandemic, casual sex used to be much easier and it was much more like frequent. How can we like get back to that now? I think mm-hmm. maybe I assumed it meant like a little with the health aspect.
Sure. I was going to say though, on that note, apparently STDs and STIs have gone up. So I don't think casual, I think it's been easier.
Yeah, that's what I thought it would have been easier.
I feel like people are just, they're like, we survived whatever, let's just fuck.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing.
I mean, we also have an episode on that from before, right? How,
right.
Remember when we were like predicting what sex would be dang. Like after the quarantine?
We were.
I think we were right. We were like, I think everybody's going to go back. I think all these dating experts were saying, that no, people will have realized Mm-mm. that there's more to life and they want more. And we were like, and they'll forget that. For reason. Just want to hop on the next dick.
Exactly.
I think, like I keep saying, I think the difference with this is like, it sounds very manipulative to get the same thing of casual sex. And that's definitely a generational thing, right? Maybe, mm-hmm. I don't know, this super sounds like 90s to me. But
yeah.
90s, early 2000s, maybe people like didn't want to have openly casual sex. And right. now I think we're in a generation where at least it's discussed more openly. And mm-hmm. if people want that, you can easily put in your profile, only looking for something casual. And then yeah. it frees up a whole thing where you don't have to manipulate somebody. You don't have to
exactly.
not hold her purse so that she catches feelings for you. You can just say, hey, this is all I am able to offer. Are you cool with that? Yes. Great. Moving on.
All right. Yeah.
You can spend $40 if you want. You can spend $100 if you want.
Right.
You could spend nothing and just call them over if you want. But both people are on the same page about it. And you're not manipulating one person.
Exactly.
That's what bugs me about this so much.
Mm-hmm.
This one is just weird. This one I just don't get. Do not buy her flowers until the second year you are married.
What?
Like, why specifically about? The second year?
I am confused. I'm so confused. What do you mean?
Oh, fuck. This is a crazy one. Wait. This is a crazy one.
Wow.
Keep a bottle of hot sauce every place you have sex. Bathroom, bedroom, etc. After you use the condom, put a few drops into the used condom and throw it away. This results in the burning of the cooch if she tries to actually use the contents. So I was like reading about this one, and it says that like women have gone into used condoms and tried to impregnate themselves.
Ew. I did hear a story about this with Drake.
Really?
Specifically.
What happened? The baby mama?
I mean, apparently somebody that he hooked up with talked about it and said that this is something that he does. I don't know for sure, but I have heard.
Oh, that he uses the hot sauce thing?
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. Drake just aged himself with this because what the fuck? What the fuck? I get it. Look, he's a rapper. He's in a world with groupies. There are right. lots of people trying to have Drake's baby, you know, right. I understand, but also at that point, just take the used condom and take a garbage bag with you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so you can exit that out with you rather than going into putting fucking hot sauce in it. Like what the fuck? It's so bizarre. Judgment about who you're sleeping with if that's the other if that's what you're fucking worried about.
Exactly. Yeah. Yikes.
I'm not putting oh look, there are some women, I'm sure there are people who do this and who have done this, and that mm-hmm. sets a terrible precedence for all other women. But I think that's such a tiny fraction.
Right, exactly.
Like mm-hmm. you and I have, all of our friends are girls. I've never had it like known anybody,
Mm-mm.
you know,
Mm-mm.
trying to, I just fuck. Wow. But I do think it is a type of person, right? Like sure. the groupie style people who are specifically like, listen, that guy could pay child support for the rest of my life. I would get a lot of money. Right. But mm-hmm. you should know better about those yes. people.
And the chances are, if you are reading this, you are not one of those people. Yeah. Don't worry about that. Nobody is trying to trap any of these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I'm going to wrap it out with this one. It's an annoying one again. It's coming back mm-hmm. to, you know, full circle kind of shit. But If the woman you are dating stops putting out, dump her.
Oof. Classic.
Right. we had the same kind of thing when we put that post up asking people like, hey, what topics would you want?
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned there going, their mom said that, actually we should pull it up. Let me pull it up really quick. Mm-hmm. But they said that their mom said, my mom just told me to make men feel that my time and attention is scarce. I shouldn't talk on the phone too long or accept all dates, etc. This will propel men to lock it down in case someone gets to you. I completely disagree with playing hard to get, but it seems like men like it too. Please help. Who is right?
Man. Yeah. There was a lot of weird advice back in the day with game playing on both sides. You know, women were told these similar things. Wait, what does Steve Harvey say? Wait 90 days or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it seems like there was a lot of mixed cross messaging.
There's still some going on. If you go on TikTok, there is a friend of ours. And look, I love her as a dating coach. She has been on this podcast. We got some shit for it, but she's very popular on TikTok. But she is older and definitely pushing that old school advice on people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think is the right thing. It sure is formulaic that wait 90 days and this happens, but it's just not the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you should be taking all these like rules and stuff, taking that brain power and using it to instead focus on the potential relationship at hand and, you know, go where that ebbs and flows. Maybe, you know, maybe it's going well and you want to fuck on the third date. Maybe you're not sure for whatever reason you want to wait 90 days. I don't think you should put rules and parameters on anything and just sort of go for how you're feeling and how it's flowing. And yeah, it's too much.
Because dating is really a discovery process of yourself, right?
Yeah.
And that's the hard thing. When we're just putting dates, we're rules around things, we're not really discovering anything. We're just following another doctrine. The hard work comes in going, do I actually feel like having sex right now? Mm-hmm. That's hard to actually ask yourself.
Yeah.
And say like, am I actually having sex because I want to, or am I having sex because I think that this person wants me to? Like, you know, when women hear things like this Lakers thing of if a girl doesn't put out, dump her.
Yeah.
You know, the harder work would have been to say, if somebody is not putting out, have a discussion is like, what's going on?
Why? Exactly.
What's happening? Is there something going on in your life? Are you... People go through depressive phases and they can't, you know, chemically they can't get sexually aroused. There could be a problem in the relationship that's not being addressed. You know, maybe it is time for both people to go separate ways. Who knows? But actually asking yourself the questions is a harder work.
Yeah.
Rather than just these simple rules we're putting on people going, do this at this time and don't do this at this time.
Right.
You know, but I do think, man, that like older generations fucking more people up. Yeah, you didn't get to be on this episode because you were working, but we just did one with Aditi Paul, who is a researcher at Pace University about Gen Z and hookup culture. Mm-hmm. And according to all the stats, Gen Zers are more into like monogamy. They're more into a person. They're less about having random sex through dating apps. They're more about like, they'll still hook up, but like with somebody they met at a party, like somebody they know. And they're like super about communication.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Very about like consent and communication and like, this is what I need. This is what you need. And so they're still open to all the casual stuff, but they're at least like openly and honestly saying it.
Right.
mm-hmm. which is just so much healthier.
Yeah.
Than this fucking, you know, boomers who are going, no, play a game. Don't
right.
play a game.
Stop playing a game. Mm-mm.
At some point, the game stopped. And look, I know, I'm sure the game has worked for people.
Sure.
If you have the fucking bandwidth and time to play games, do it. And then maybe you'll find somebody who is equally willing to play a game with you.
Right.
But if you're not, and you're like, that doesn't feel authentic to you, then just right. do what feels authentic to you. And you are mm-hmm. not going to match with everybody, but you're not no. looking to match with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Can we just say, fuck this Lakers 101?
Fuck this shit.
That was insane. I can't even go through the rest of it because it was just, it's too much. But
yeah.
I mean, from, wow. you know, two modern progressive women who have lived a good life, I don't think any of that shit
Mm-mm.
is valid.
No.
Guys, we believe in you. We believe do. That you are good and can be better and you deserve good things. And women and people out there, however you identify, you are good and you deserve good things. And like, mm-hmm. don't play these games.
Mm-mm.
Like, just try to be your best self and know that the right person will see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just be open and honest with yourself. Be ready to explore. Be okay with changing your mind. And be okay when someone else changes their mind.
Because you can have so much fun with that.
Yeah.
And it's just less dramatic.
So much less dramatic.
Like, you and I have so much fun in our relationships.
True. Right? Very true.
And there's just a lot less drama.
Yeah. 100%. Don't believe the TV. Drama is not fun.
Oh my God, it is. It's fun to watch on TV.
Fun to watch on TV, that's but that's
yeah.
not real.
Yeah, I do not want a Love is Blind relationship.
God, no.
I have to watch Ultimatum and then we got to talk about
no.
it.
No. Yeah.
Watched it?
I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard things.
I know. I got to get into it. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Aisha, I know it's Easter, so you got to go be with your fam. Thanks so much. This was so fun.
Yeah, this is great.
For the minute, this has been just you and I.
I know, right?
I like it. It's like the old school days.
Yes.
thank you guys so much for joining us. Please follow us on social media. We're at Kinda Dating Across the Board. Aisha?
I am at Aisha Dance Across the Board.
And I'm at Natasha Chandel on Instagram, Natasha.Chandel on TikTok, Natasha_Chandel on Twitter. Thank you so much, guys, for downloading this episode. Please tell a friend and rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts, especially on Apple Podcasts, and send us your dating stories and thoughts to kindadating@gmail.com. Do you agree with us or do you not agree with us? It'll be a fun discussion. Let's do it. Finally, guys, I know it seems tough out there, but just try. Till next time.
Kinda Dating is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts. Kinda Dating is created, produced, and hosted by myself, Natasha Chandel. Aisha Holden is my co-host. Adam Pineless and Karina Uribe are producers. Our opening music is composed by Joe Lorenzetti, and our logo and graphics are by Jenna Yannick and K. Daniel Ellis.